share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. We have always stood for all women, and our intention is to encourage all women to embrace their femininity and full potential. After a statement issued by a religious non-governmental organization that Libris Malaysia had offended and disrespected women, due to the recent V. Cabea limited edition campaign, the feminine hygiene brand has issued a statement on the issue. It said in a Facebook post on the 16th of September that they have withdrawn a particular advertisement from various advertising channels. The statement said, "It is not our intention to offend any woman or community. We have always stood for all women, and our intention is to encourage all women to embrace their femininity and full potential. As an inclusive brand, we value every voice. We are actively engaging with the community members who expressed their views and shared their advice with us. We are listening and we care," the brand said. But what actually happened? The Know Your V campaign by Libris Malaysia was actually launched last year with the intention of breaking taboos for women to get to know their vaginas better. An ad for the campaign even won the Best Ad in Personal Care and Health at YouTube Works, which is an awards platform for YouTube advertisements for the most creative, compelling, and effective campaigns. Part of the campaign was the recent V. Cabea limited edition range, which had a modern interpretation of the Nyanya Cabea floral designs. The brand reimagined the Nyanya Cabea chrysanthemum and peony designs with the vulva as the heart of the floral embroidery, and with the aim of normalizing V-zone taboos, the brand wanted to spread a message to women that they should be proud and confident in their own skin regardless of the shape, size, or cultural diversity. The issue garnered attention on social media when non-profit religious organization YADIM Muslim Women's Council, MIA, called out the brand for misusing an image of a woman's private part on an ad design for its sanitary products, and even called it a dishonor to women. In MIA's statement, chairperson Dr. Safinar Saleh said, "This promotion clearly undermines the dignity of women and violates the norms of decency in our Malaysian society. Displaying the vulva motif openly on clothing, packages, bags, origami, and other items is not acceptable in our culture nor allowable according to our religious values. Women's private parts should not be used as a campaign material because it is disrespectful and degrades women. Therefore, we urge Libris Malaysia to withdraw this promotion immediately from all channels of print, digital, and social media." Furthermore, Libris also received backlash from another nonprofit organization named Warda Media, which in a statement questioned why women's private parts should be openly shown, and that it was unreasonable for the brand to turn the private part into something that would attract buyers. The NGO also called out the brand for promoting porn. "Can you imagine what a man's imagination would be when he sees the motif on the flower?" Warda Media said. It also called for the boycott of Libris and urged the brand to cease the advertisement, adding that it is discrimination against women. Majority of netizens are on Libris's side. On a Twitter post of Maya's statement, which had garnered over 1,000 likes and 5,500 mentions, netizens were quick to defend Libris and commended the brand for their out-of-the-box creative thinking and approach to feminine health. One user went on to compare the brand's packaging to flowers that do resemble the vulva and said, "Libris did nothing wrong." Whilst another posted a picture of the packaging in question and said that "nothing about this is degrading to women. If you are offended by this, then it's on you." One netizen even said that "there is nothing to be ashamed about, and these NGOs need to calm down and grow up." Whatever the case, let's hope and work to ensure that taboo topics such as reproductive health and menstruation do become easier to talk about in the future. What do you think of this issue? Let us know in the comments. Also read, this Majin ad highlighting a female taboo is getting a lot of attention from locals, and we can see why. Source: Libris Malaysia, Facebook source. Libris Malaysia, Facebook source. Maya, Facebook source. Warda Media, Facebook source. Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.